Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Always zigging and zagging, but this bad energy just keeps following him, and you're not doing anything wrong.
I think I'm being haunted, truly, by negative energy. And it's time to officially do something about it. And my lady is now finally convinced that I need to do something about it. So I've mentioned before on the show that I don't know what it is. It's been like this for a very long time for me. It just seems like I could be doing anything. I could be sitting on a plane. I could be walking down the street, just purely minding my business. And something will happen that out of nowhere, that just seems to test my patience for whatever reason. And I've always heard the saying that if God keeps testing you in one area and you keep failing, that's the reason he keeps testing you. And you have to pass the test. And I don't know how to pass the test, but I've just always felt like this happens to me. And I don't know why. So I was telling my girl about it one day. And then the incident happened when we were in Thailand walking down the street. And this random stranger came up to us and tried to buy her off me. And it was a perfect example for her of like how. See, I told you, like, I really be minding my business. Like, why does this kind of stuff always happen?
And just to be clear, it wasn't buy her forever. It was a one night sale.
I don't know. We didn't have the debate or the discussion.
No negotiation.
Yeah, we didn't negotiate.
You didn't have an agent. He didn't have an agent.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And I regret it, but that's not here nor there. So the other day, my lady comes to me and she's like, I really think you need to consider doing like a cleansing. I think maybe that'll get whatever the negative energy is off of you. And I don't know what made her suddenly want to take this so seriously. It could have been that. It could have been her seeing my phone and my ex called me the other day.
Out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere, man. Absolutely nowhere. I have not heard from her. We have not spoke. I don't know what's going on in her life. But of course, like as you're watching your iPad, you're watching a movie with your significant other, that's the time when pops up on the screen.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
awkward.
Like, oh, man. I'm like, oh, that's great timing.
Whatever movie you're watching just became a horror.
I don't even think we finished the movie. So I had to explain to her, like, I promise you, this is not how it looks. That is the most random of calls. And she was like, yeah, it's time for a change. So she believes, and she might have a point. I never thought about this, that maybe in the time that I've now had my apartment, which has been 6 or 7 years, whatever it's been, that I've had people, I've had a lot of people come in and out of my apartment. Some of them I'm not so fond of today. So she believes that a lot of these people who may have been in my personal space and are now no longer rooting for me from a distance, their energy, their bad energy could have been left in my place. She firmly believes this. So I come home the other day And there's just like a pile of things. There's candles, there's incense, there's salt, there's sage, mm-hmm. there's all of it. And oatmeal to get in the bath, like just a bunch of everything.
Your ex-girlfriend.
She wasn't there, thankfully. But so I've never tried to cleanse energy. I've never
smudged anything?
Never, never in my life. I don't even know that this works. I don't know how this works. I don't know what to do, but she is completely convinced that I need to take on some kind of smudging cake. I know you've done it.
Mm-hmm. Several times for different houses. I've done it for my own, done it for my mom's, done it for my friends. And I think it's more of a mindset placebo thing than anything, if I'm being honest. It just makes you feel a little better about the situation, and maybe that changes your own energy. Therefore, when you change your own energy, you're attracting different energy.
Right.
It's one of those deals. But I mean, it doesn't hurt. And it's so simple. And if it makes you feel better, then by all means, absolutely do it. Because you take the sage and you burn it. Granted, you're in an apartment, so you don't need to. It only needs to smoke a little bit. It don't need to be smoking a lot because we don't need the, you know, like
don't set the fire alarm off.
No. But you open a window so the bad energy has somewhere to go out.
Okay.
And then in every corner of every room, you just take the sage and you like swirl it around, and then you go to other kind of swirl it around. And in every room in the house, you do that, and you just think positive cleansing thoughts, and then all the bad energy is supposed to be released, and then you have like a new calming space.
Okay.
All right. So I've got a different take on it. Although that sounds lovely and very woo-woo. I think you need a tweak in your thinking. I don't think that bad energy is following you, at least in this last example. Because every day something little is going to go wrong in our days. That doesn't mean it's bad energy.
It's life.
I think it's the way you're looking at it. So there you are in this very exotic location with the woman that you love the most in Thailand. It's a dream spot for most people. But then this call comes in while you guys are watching this movie. That's not bad energy. I mean, look at what's around you, man. These are things that happen on the course of any given day. So I'm wondering if you want like a perfect day and you are considering any little thing that goes wrong part of bad energy when it's just part of life.
It could be. I mean, that's one example. I could sit here and give you 365 of through 1 year that I would deal with. But in that example, yeah, I think that was more of the tipping point for her to say we should do something. But it's not like anything. It is life. Ultimately, mm-hmm. It's completely life. But I also feel like since she brought it up, what Kristen said, it doesn't hurt. I just wanted to make sure if anything, we do it right. Like,
yeah.
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You don't
want
to reverse it.
I don't want, exactly. I don't want to go the other way. But I do agree with you. I think the majority of the time it is life and it is tweaking your perspective. But if she believes sage is going to help, then yeah. I'm here to try it.
And it makes the place smell nice. So, I mean,
that's a bonus. That's a plus.
Can't hurt.
The Burt Show.